Language is not absolute. Yes, language is not absolute. Silence is something else. Yes, language is interpretation. It's already, once we speak now, and now it doesn't matter in which language do we speak, and if we speak to adults or to children or to scientists, this is already interpretation of what is happening. Even to the, how do you say, temperature? Let's say we want to check the weather and we look and it says, let's say, Jerusalem, 37 degrees Celsius. So this is already a translation because Celsius or Fahrenheit is a concept, is a system that tries to map what nobody knows. It's a definition above definition above definition above definition. So it doesn't matter now if it's the temperature of Fahrenheit, Celsius and so, or the speed of the car, whether it's 30 miles per hour or 30 kilometers per hour. We speak, in a way, in coins of speech as if we understand or if the brain understands, but it's a simulation. Yes, it's a simulation. You know, when there's a pilot or whenever you try to get, how do you say, when you want to be a pilot and you learn and you take few courses or few lessons, eventually you go to a simulator. Yes, you go into a room, the chairs is of the pilot, and then you move the sticks and everything is moving in this half room, half cockpit. It's a simulator. It simulates, imitates reality. It imitation. So the pilot practicing how to fly an airplane is just going to the simulator. He has to fill a certain amount of hours and then he can enter another plane, like a real plane, but it's a simulator. What happens to us in life is also a simulation. We take it to be the whole truth, nothing but the truth. It's just a simulation. We take ourselves, yes, as those who understand language and we understand what people speak. Those who are speaking to us, they understand what they want to deliver to us. In the current moment, nobody here is any different than any other baby. 3 months, 4 months, holding something in his fingers, trying to figure out what is happening. The only difference that we tell ourselves that we act, yes, because we understand, because we know, because there's an aim that is directing our lives. This is why Vairab says something very beautiful. The only sin, yes, S-I-N, which is possible to think that we know. We always think, we always presume that we know, but we don't know. We don't know. We go to the day, it's 30 degrees Celsius, it's a heat wave. Yes, of course, the brain takes it for granted. Yes, it's hot, stay in the shade, stay in air conditioned, dress yourself up to cover the skin from extra radiation. And so it's all of those are just layers and layers and layers of translation of life, of interpretation of life. And most of the suffering comes from this translation, interpretation, explanation, which does not exist. Now, you could see now today in the boulevard, there's like trees, eucalyptus trees, they can stand a lot of heat, but even they, at some point, they shade, they take off their trunk shell, and it just moves down. There's current building sound here, very, very loud. I don't know if you can hear it. It's a great sound. Do you hear it, by the way, now? It crosses into. So the eucalyptus very well, very well. So the eucalyptus in this time of the year shades its trunk shells. The eucalyptus speaks, takes its extra shell, and the inner, yes, continues to live inside. The eucalyptus or any other tree will shade its extra leaves or its extra shells of the trunk because it continues to grow, continue to be, to live. Yes? But we somehow have the sense of if I'm holding enough to sustain, to hold perception, property, ideas, and so, I'll make it better, I'll make it faster, I'll make it happier. In the trees, it doesn't just, what is extra is being to shade like this on the boulevard. And the only reason that we use, this is also interesting, we use language to communicate each other because we don't count on silence as the main deliverance. Yes? So immediately there's a need to speak. This afternoon, before class, there's like renovation in one of the apartments in the building, and we saw in the morning there's a car saying on it, there is a demolition business. Demolish walls, they demolish apartments and they rebuild them. And we came home and suddenly there was a great sound in the building. We lately experienced missiles are moving, and suddenly there was something fell, and all the buildings just was shaken. And, you know, people, also interestingly, people think that if they will remove a wall, or if they renovate or enlarge a window or so, it just leave a mark and on life, get their life better, and just, it's so funny how people are being hunted by this renovating all the time, pulling tiles, and like if it is life. Any questions or sharing, Cindy, Fernando, Yanis, Jill, Abigail? We always tend to, even when we read the news or we read literature, there's a trial to get something through following the characters in the story or even in biblical story, so to speak, that if we learn enough, the character or the person, we understand his or her perspective. But Weinreb says something completely different. It doesn't matter. It's just what comes is much deeper. They are just a mask in a way, their names and what happens in their life. They are, what happens beyond is much interesting. And Weinreb maps the footsteps. Yes? How infinite move through a body-mind organism. And this is quite interesting because it's not personal. Because there is no personal life whatsoever. there's a lot of attention goes, and we are educated. Yes, Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. How do you do?
Good morning. How are you, Eddie?
Good. How do you do today?
Very good. It's a warm, sunny day here. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of flooding, more so in Texas, but a lot of rain and flooding. Jill, I'm wondering if y'all have had unusual flooding over there in Georgia as well. It seems to be kind of strangely raining a lot in places in America. But yeah, so it's a beautiful day, and I'm happy to be here with all of you. I have a question. Sometimes my brain is so full of what I'm reading and things that it's hard to sometimes, okay, Jill, yeah, I see that. Interesting. To come formulate a understandable question, but I was reading in Weinreb's book about how Reuben had tied his donkey to a mandrake bush, and his donkey had pulled away and actually pulled up the mandrake and then revealed the root, which if a person was to pull up, they would die, but Reuben did not because his donkey pulled up the root, and I believe maybe his donkey died, but how the donkey is a representation of our bodies here on earth, and Reuben maybe in a sense could be considered maybe the soul, but just he was bringing the mandrakes to Leah, his mother, but then Rachel got them, and then she and Jacob were united, and how the eighth day is the uniting of the male and the female. And I guess my question is just, could you speak on this? And it seems like that Leah, you know, would have been the one that the mandrakes would have gone to. And then what does it mean that Rachel intercepted, and then Jacob was, you know, united with her? I guess, do you understand kind of that I'm needing a little bit more information into that story and the different things that it means? There's so much there.
But. Yes. Yes. Thank you for that story. The time that Reuben was walking in the field was about June. It's about the time the harvest of the wheat. And his donkey found the mandrake. And yes, what is a donkey? To understand how Vanra breeds the lores is simple. Donkey in Hebrew, chamor, chamor. It's basically the same letters like homer. Homer. Homer is material or materia. Yes? So if the matter, now let's look at this midrash or this lore. Yes? Not through a donkey in English, not through the animal. It sounds like Omer. It sounds like Omer. Yes. 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 Omer is a bundle of sheaf. Omer is a connection. Yes. But this is Homer. 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 Homer is matter. Yes. Homer is also like a mud. Yes, that you can build houses from it, or they used to work in Egypt to make bricks, and you know. So, also the mother of Moses, when she built the ark, she funneled it with chomer, with a mud, sort of a mud. So chamor, not just donkey as an animal that works, basically matter. So there is no problem when matter meets the matrix. This is multiplicity of blood cells creating, so to speak, animated human being. Do we understand that? The relation between chomer, as represented by the donkey, yes, interact with a multiplicity, because the man's drake, it's basically a root that if you pull it from the ground, it shows like two are mating, and then there's multiplicity. Yes, yes, the nefesh. Very good, very good. So, since the donkey pulled it, there's no higher levels were interacted, so Reuben could have it, the Dudaim or the mandrakes. Mandrakes in English, in Hebrew, Dudaim. Dudaim, it holds the name of David in it. Please pay attention all to all of those, and Adam. This is not just a name, or mandrakes. Yes, Dudi. Yes, very good. My beloved ones, Dudaim. Dudaim, I just try to change here the alphabet. Dudaim. So Reuben takes the Dudaim, the man's drake. It has inside Adam and David and Dodi, and brings it to the mother, to Leah. Found it like in, the child comes home, bring it to mommy. But there's another cord in this story, not just Reuben and his mother Leah. There's another cord in this family. There's Rachel, the beloved one of Jacob, and she asks, yes, she asks the Dudaim. And Leah comes with a grudge, yes. It's not enough that you took my husband, meaning Jacob, now, or my men. Because why does she say this sentence? Jacob had four women at this point, but his main dwelling tent was Rachel. He had four wives, or two wives and two other, they were maids, there were four tents, each one with her children. So this is why Leah has the grudge, and she says, it's not enough that you take my men, Ishi, my men, Ish, Ishi, my men, meaning he lives at your tent 24/7. And now you also want the mandrakes of my son, Dudaei Bni, the mandrakes of my son. And then comes an exchange here. First she takes the grudge by two questions. And then Rachel gets the Dudaim. And there's a deal. Yes, there's a deal. It's duality. Mandrakes is the mating. And mating is always duality. And on duality there's always what? A deal. A deal. And what's the deal? Rachel will get the mandrakes, the symbol that can bring children, let's call it like this. And in return, and this is the great part of the deal, this night, yes, when Reuben comes from the field with the Dudaim, which Rachel took, this night, Leah will go out of her tent, and she, when Jacob comes from the field with the flocks, and she will greet him, and this night, not like every night that naturally, automatically he goes to Rachel's tent. This night, because of the Dudaim, she rented the Dudaim, yes, to Rachel. She will rent, and this is the deal. You get a Dudaim, and there's a rent. There's a rent. She can rent look at this, the language. She will rent Jacob for the night. Fertility bull. Yes? This is the deal. Rachel will get the dudaim as a symbol. Fernando was speaking about shamanism and so before. Yes? So as a shamanism, part of the shamanism project, Rachel will get the dudaim. They say among the people it's capable of bringing children if it's next to you or around you. And in return, Leah can leave her tent and invite Jacob, unusually because he goes to Rachel, he dwells at Rachel's tent. But this evening she has, in a way, the righteousness because she bought it or she rented him. So she will go and greet him and invite him to her tent only this night because she rented him. With what? With the mandrakes of Reuben, her son. Yes, and from this night with Jacob, she was conceived. Yes. The matter is only ever rented. Yes. And this night she conceived. And she named the son Yisachar. In Hebrew, Yisachar. There is a fee. Yisachar, yesh, it means there is. Sachar is a fee. But when she, and this is interesting because when she names the boy Yisachar, we think that she will name him because of this exchange with Rachel. But not. The reason she gives for the name is for before Yisachar was born, she gave her maid to Jacob. And the maid gave birth. It hurt her, but she did it to beat Rachel because Rachel was already entering her maid into the race. So the name Yisachar comes for, to compensate for her, the previous child that was born from the maid she entered. Yes? To the game. This is it. Yisachar, yesh, sachar. There is a fee. Now, Cindy, what is the question about the eighth day?
I think I read where he was saying that the union of male and female is correlated to the eighth day, and that this story was, I can't remember, but is Yisachar, is he the eighth child? I can't remember. But is there anything about the eighth day? The thing that I could think of was that the idea of the marriage supper of the Lamb, that would be in the eighth day, not in the seven, not in the manifested. But I may need to go back and reread so that I can formulate a better question. But I thought it was in this part of the book where he was talking about the eighth day and then brought in this story. Maybe the donkey had more to do with the eighth day, the idea of the donkey. Um, But it made me think of Yeshua also writing. Oh yeah, he was talking about the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, Shavuot, the eighth day. Yeah, it tied in somehow, but I'll probably need to reread it and formulate a better question.
Yes, there is a relation of counting the Omer and the Pentecost, because we are counting the Omer 7 times 7, and then comes Shavuot or the Pentecost, and then this is the 50th day or the Jubilee, in which there's a movement from the 7th day to the 8th day. The 8th day is, in a way, something that we cannot conceive in the mechanism of the brain. We cannot capture it. This is like infinite. Basically, there is no difference between the 8th day or Bina and infinite. And this is where, in a way, there's like tranquil, because it's something that cannot be captured in space and time. Yes? The matter or the thing has to do with the appearance in space and time, which is symbolized by the donkey, Homer. Homer is not just a matter, because what happens when we look at the organs, yes, usually they speak about 248, yes, organs, Ramach Ivarim, 248, and this is also the same letters of a womb in Hebrew, Rechem. So, this is kind of, it's like a hub. Yes, it's like a hub which enables life in the matter. This is why Rachel is so keen to get the Dudaim. There is no, in a way, other door. That life, yes, will appear in time and space. The appearance is in the matter. Any other questions? Abigail, Fernando, Yanis, Jill. So, let's move and now speak about it. There is a presupposing of not existing thing. Pre is before supposing of what? Of non-existing thing. The body is a thing. It's not the source of existence, it's a thing, a place in which life manifests or existence is being manifested. This is why the body is a world. It's not outside of the world. Yes? Rashi says something very beautiful about Rachel. Once they are fleeing from Laban, she is taking with her the teraphim. The teraphim were the gods of Laban. He used to all the time guess, yes, and ask these puppets from wood what would be the future. Why a body, a world? I thought we are. Why body, a world? I thought we are the world. Yes. Jill, Yanis, Fernando, Abigail, and Cindy, how can we experience the taste of vanilla? How can anyone experience the taste of vanilla? You can also unmute and speak through the body. Yes. Yes. Through the body. So it's a world. Why people are so keen of having children? Why? Why? Yes, yes, excellent, Abigail. Yes. Every child or every human that appears, it doesn't matter if it's a kitten or a puppy, it's what? It's a unit of time and space in which life can appear or being manifested. Yes, Yanis, so when you said we are the world, you are referring to the body that the being dwells. Yes. Yes. We think, yes, we tend to think in a way, or we capture, or we identify ourselves only with the body, yes, but there's infinite which is trying to be squeezed into this little identification. Yes? So where can we experience sunset or the different radiance of the sunset from deep red, and then to purple, and to deep blue, and then to where? Yanis, you can unmute and speak if you like. So where all this happening? All this happening, seeing the sunset, tasting vanilla, smelling a flower, where all this is occurring? Where? In a time space. There is a lot of identification with the story, with the name, with what is occurring. And we believe this is happening to us. And we believe that there is identification. It is happening to me. This is only happening. Yes? The storytelling, the process, is something that the brain weaves. Yes? There's only life. And all the rest is just interpretation, translation, by words, by story and souls. Life is naked. What do we mean by naked? Life do not need interpretation, translation, explanation. But that's not enough, because immediately the serpent will join in and say, I will offer you a concept. You shall be like God. Let's start language. Yes, Fernando?
Eti,
yes.
I was thinking about this topic of interpretation, and it is interesting that a great percentage of reality is subjective, right?
Yes.
It is not, like you said about temperature. For me, now, I don't know if I live where I am, that is, that we are facing winter, and I go to Israel and get there, find a heat wave, I will be happy and say that this is the most beautiful day, you know. So it is like what one feels in a situation. And it seems that that during our lifetime here, we tend to repeat our judgments, you know, what is pleasant and what is not, what we like and what we do not like, and so on and so forth. Like, sometimes people facing a minor situation can feel very upset, you know, because the automatic interpretation is always happening in the brain, you know. I'm not so good, and it could be better, we could be in a better place, we could be in a better situation, because we are telling a story, you know. And I'm wondering here, Eti, like a way to overcome this automatic thinking, you know. I don't know if I made myself clear.
Yes. How to to neutral? You mean to neutral? Yes, to neutral. Yes. This is not life. It's just a mechanical. Just it's not it. Like you snap with a finger, you go with a snap. It's not it. Whatever runs inside doesn't matter about happening in a country. You read a newspaper. You read about politics. You read about nature events and so all kinds of earthquake and volcanoes, eruptions, you snap out of it like that. It's just orchestrated radio inside. There's people, they turn on radio, they turn TV, they turn on, they go log into site. Just goes inside naturally. What we see now, internet is another layer on top of it. But this is what the brain does all the time. Inventing names and translations and explanations and interpretation, and he goes to inside of the room which he was there 5 years ago with this person does not live here anymore, the other one does not remember like few words that they exchange in the coffee or in the party, and he leaves this, it's just like that, Fernando, just cancel it like this. It's like it's a machine. It's like that. It's like a tiger, all the time is on a hunt, unrest. You move like this with it. It just suddenly this line that you saw accidentally on a site aggravates you, and immediately there's a file. Yes. There's a file, or there's a, how do you say, lawsuit against this title that you saw accidentally on the phone or in the newsfeed, and you're gearing up. It's just a machine. I see this every day. You see a random line somewhere, and just like that, there's a download of a law case, yes, against this sentence. Immediately the brain, you can ask now anyone that sees a line, it doesn't matter where, immediately the brain shoots a case parallel or against this line. It doesn't matter of what topic, because it is like you throw something, it's like a bone to the dog, you throw it and immediately there's a comment. And nobody is free of this. This is a mental process which is happening to everyone all the time. It's so simple. It is so simple. It happens to all of us all the time. You say blue, some people like it, some people will build a case study against the blue. You say red, it doesn't matter. This is how it is built. It's a machine and it's not real. This is not life. This is interpretation of life. This is not life. This is why they say, yes, this is why they say that they were naked. Adam and his wife, they were naked and they were not shame. What does it mean naked? They had, or there's no concept that can hold life. No concept, no language, no metaphor, no symbol that can contain life in it. And they were not ashamed. They're just living. They don't try to translate, interpretate, build up some kind of a stage. They're not worshiping. If you notice, there's no worship. Just, what does it mean, nude? There is no other layer. Because what happens when people speak about nudity is just something that you need to dress to cover. They don't need to cover reality. They don't need to tell a story. There is no need to justify. This comes with the language, with the development of the brain. So this is going back to Weinreb's word, or we think that we know. We think that via language or using even different languages or even mathematics, doesn't matter. We think that we know. This is the only sin, S-I-A, that might happen to us. But also, it's not our doing. This is just a mechanical process. So there is no ability to cause any harm or to make any scene or nothing like that at all. There is just living life. There's just living life. And at some point, we don't live that long, you know, like a few years, and then just the last breath is living, and there's like a great, like this tree, eucalyptus, shades its shell, the trunk shell, and just there's no identification with the story, and just relief from this heavy story, because it's heavy. What does this story does to us? What does interpretation does to us? Heaviness, so much load. I was looking before we started this conversation. We had before like long libraries, and we donated, gave them away. Only 1.5 shelf, 1.5, maybe, yeah, shelf of books, not many. And even this now, Fernando and friends, it feels like too much. Even this, I look at it, probably someone was reading it, yeah. Even this. there's so much production and noise about life, when life itself, just living life, it's very simple, but the noise and the production and the video and this and that, and immediately the brain again find itself in a situation of fighting it, fighting every text which is being offered, or fighting every video content which is being offered. This is what it does. Is a, what is the brain? Is that the best, how do you say, wrestler? Yes, like, you know, kickboxing that you can find in town. This is what it does. This is what it does. And if you sit quietly and just there's a flow of air in a whole day, there's a relief. Once you move from the chair, it starts. Where do you need to go? Where do you need to hunt? And it offers you, if you want this, take bus this. If you want this, it just, the program is running from itself. And you did not even give consent to it. It's just the greatest slave always running. Would you like this? Would you like that? Da, 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 da. If you need this, conditioning. Yeah? If you want this, go that. If you want this, go. At some point, you cancel it. You just snap it, go out of your dream and just... Life is happening without us intervening in anything. Breathing is happening. The multiplication of blood cells or filtering, salty water goes out, whatever. Yes, it's just life is happening with us, without us, without the narration of our brains. This is the inhaling, walking, drinking. Everything is happening from the source without us putting a drop of effort. It just happens. If you see someone walks now, or you don't have to see outside, if there's walking, this is what comes from the source, walking. It doesn't matter now who walks, which persona, so to speak, who walks. It doesn't matter, just only walking. We say, or the brain says, he walks and she sits. No, from the source, there's only generations of actions, which is sitting, drinking, seeing, hearing. But the brain interprets to us that there's individual doer. There's a drinker, there's a runner, there is a producer. Not at all. We make, or the brain makes those divisions and therefore creates fences and defenses. But life, it's just life living. What we do all the time is, or the brain in us, interpreting life, offering cover stories, and so life is simple. But since the brain is a machine, needs to work, always throw at us all kinds of like bones, yes, that we should be seduced to find a lot of interest suddenly in those four words appearing some in a random feed. Suddenly we find so much interest, we go, we are willing to jump, how do you say, head jump into the deep water. But just a random thing, if you take the interest and intention from this topic, it does not exist. When it, so to speak, the story exists, when you try to search for it. Who says against what and why? And then it seems to be what? Entertaining. There's a story. You find yourself like in the forest of the story. What is happening? Nothing is happening. Just two minutes of life just passed away in a bullshit. That's what it is. There is a wave called alpha wave of the brain, which is relaxing wave. And usually it's before we go to sleep, there's like very tranquil waves. And those waves are coming with a lot of creativity and tranquility. And it's great to be in this alpha wave, if I can express it like this. But the agitation of the brain, this has no interest in it. So it always comes before. Yes, this tranquil is like baby in a cradle wave, you know, alpha, when there's no threat, just tranquil, just nothing. You know? But the brain is like wild animal. The brain doesn't like it and will try to take you out of it all the time and will pull your attention, our attention to a invented conflict or invented issue that demands our attention. One thing I can promise, there is no issue that needs those alpha waves of nothingness in attention. There's just a, this is what it does. It is quite simple. Yes, Yanis, I see the question. How is this possible in this to this alpha wave, you mean? I don't quite understand because I did not see the question before. I just see this now. Yanis. Have you seen someone, maybe you experience yourself like moving in a hammock or so between the trees in the forest, just those movement or... But it's great, yes, but immediately the brain will jump and interfere and offer all kinds of seduction stories, interest that you should be invested in. Why didn't you send an email to the transport? This is what it does. And to your question, Fernando, just do like this, and then you're out of the dream. You know, they use the same sound when people go into, how do you call it, when people go to the psychiatrist and they go into this mode. I forgot it. There's a name for it, and they count, and then they snap the finger, and you're out of this. It's the same thing. Hypnosis. Yes, Ramesh also mentioned this. We all under this hypnosis, like life is real. Yeah. Yes. Just step out of it. We don't remember what was crossing our brains 1 hour ago, 65 minutes ago. We're not there, just gone. Just gone, like a hay. It's not there. Yes. Yes, this is what it does. This is my favorite, by the way. This is my favorite. Such a good one. Yes. There's a lot of interest in writing to the transportation office.
A lot. If you don't do this now.
Yes. Just funny. Now take this snake and locate his head in this, Mowgli, his name, his head, and the body of the snake in the spine, and you see how the brain, whatever it suggests, the body completely obey with its movement. Yes? It's beautiful, beautiful picture. Yes, this is what it does. This is why they say non-duality. It doesn't happen in the past, but not in the future. Yes. Thank you, Cindy. Just don't listen. Just not. This is its own orchestra. You see, it's beautiful. This is what it does. Always offer you to follow someone. Yes, to detect some unknown footsteps of an article. Just. We don't accept that life is simple. We don't accept that living life is simple. We always take the complexity, the space-time complexity, or the four, yes, to be the main source. Complexity is not the main source. This is what the brain, it's too complex to understand. You have to spend 20 years in the academy to understand even a bit of it. No, there is no. Life do not need this fig leaves around them. There is no need in them. So, dear friends, do you have any other question for today? Would you like to ask, to share anything? Yes, Yanis. Good evening, Yanis. I hope you can hear. Do you hear Yanis? Not yet. Okay. What life or what the brain is offering us is what is always a projection, not the source, the projection. Okay, so if you want to ask something, ask in writing. Abigail, do you have any question? Jill, Fernando, Cindy, do you have any question or sharing? Meanwhile, until Yanis is typing. Don't get upset by those alternative stories that the brain is offering you 24/7 about your life, how it is not on place. Yes. Psalms 114. Yes, Betzet Israel mi Mitzrayim. This is the when Israel left Egypt. Bet Yaakov, the house of Jacob, from a foreign people. Yes, this is the psalm that usually we read in the evening of Passover. And there is a relation there to the gods of Jacob, but at the moment we don't have the time to relate to this Psalms 1 and 14, so maybe we can start with it on Thursday. Because you were asking about the relation between God's multiplicity and Jacob as well. Also, there is a quote which I brought from Weinreb, following this idea that Jacob is symbolizing duality. through all of his life. It's a beautiful text. It's being quoted from chapter 1 when Vinrib opens the diagrams of the 6 days of creation. Yes? Beautiful. So don't take it. Don't take this hypnosis, Fernando, friends. This hypnosis that the brain is offering us 24/7, don't take it as real. Snap like this out of it. And immediately you feel lighter, happier, and without trouble or troubleless. Yes, this is this heaviness that sometimes we feel. It comes from the narration of the brain, from this hypnosis, not because this is life. Life is... don't have a center, they don't have gravity. Yes, it's quite simple. Thank you for being here with us today. We wish you a very good week and hope to see you here on Wednesday, because we're going to meet on Wednesday, and then we shall issue another notification that it will come to you on Wednesday. We shall meet. Toda and shalom.